Okay, here we are. The Pathways of Attaining Closeness to the Lord, Chapter 4. I apologize for the delay in videos. There was some travel and some operations I was involved in. But here we are. And for anyone who would like to sponsor, I got some requests. I'm happy to take your names to the Inuka to sponsor a daily video. Whatever price you want, no big deal. You don't have to. It's just to help if needed. HaTorah HaKadosha Milamed Desoisanu. The Holy Torah teaches us that the greatest gift in the world we could have is like lowliness, is humility, not to think of yourself as such a high person, just to be not depressed, but just to be like, who am I? I'm a nobody, you know, don't think so high of yourself. And the greatest punishment you could have in the world is pride and ego, to think you're the man or you're the woman, that you're the best, that you're better, you know, all these thoughts that can come to your mind, that's a great punishment. And this is what it means when King David says in the book of Tehillim, the book of Psalms, that the whole world, to the end of the world, will have awareness and fear of God to all the corners of the world. The hint here is Shebechdei. In order that a person should see God in this world, that human, that person must yearn or seek out his zeroness, like to make yourself a nobody. You want to see God in the world? Make yourself a nobody, and then you'll see God. Behefech mishi afas kol b'nei ha'olam legadlus, which is the opposite of what's going on in the world, where people are searching out and yearning all the humans of the world to be great and to be elevated, to be the man, to be status. You know, people get famous, they want a statue of themselves, you want to put your name on a plaque in a synagogue somewhere. The people who are searching for status and searching for elevated status, that's the opposite of the mechanism to see God in the world. And the reward, the merit that someone gets, if he gives nachat ruach to the Creator, means you please Hashem, you give Hashem a chill, you provide Hashem with a calm mind. Hashem is so pleased with your worship. Someone who does that to God, what does he get in return? You become worthy for a lowly heart, not a depressed heart. Just a heart who's grateful. You don't think you're the man, you don't think you're the woman, you're just grateful to be alive. That's your reward for providing Hashem with a great chill. Shemakor kol hatov, and this is the source of all goodness, all blessings, all goodness in the world, is a non-elevated heart where you don't think you're the man. The greatest punishment that a person can get in this world is ego, is pride. That's a huge punishment that will come to someone. And all humans that sin, every time you get punished for sinning, but every time you sin, more and more pride and ego enters your heart. So you've sinned. The more you're sinning, the more you think you're the man, that you're owed something, that you're going to complain, you're entitled. All these things are the punishment of your sins. And it adds more and more ego the more you sin. Shema kora tuma. And this is the source of impurity, of tuma in you, in the world. And this ego and pride makes a separation between you and your Creator, totally separated. And your prayers aren't answered. Yikes, I love you all so much. Let's not have this happen to us. Stay strong out there. Stay positive. Don't fall into the trap of the ego. Don't get punished with more ego. Bring God a chill. You bring God a chill, you will chill. You'll get blessings. Your heart will feel normal. You'll spread that love to everyone else. I love you all so much. Have a good day. Don't worry, it's not going to happen to you if you stay cool and calm and collected. Love you all. Over now.